You're listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. And if any of you out there are actually loyal listeners of this show, I'm sorry to have not given you any notice, but this is the last ever And Sometimes Why. And it's very sad for me, but it's time. It's time that this show retires. And I guess it's time that I stop coming out here to CITR for a while. I just can't commit to it anymore. But it's been 15 good years. And so, this being the last episode, it's a bit of a retrospective. But it's hard to sum up 15 years in an hour and a half. So it's just a little snippets here and there of some of my favorites over the years. I had thought about picking one or two songs from each year since I started this show, but that became too daunting, actually impossible. And actually, a lot of the stuff that I'm playing tonight is it's older stuff. Not that there haven't been good, great albums that have come out every year since 1993. But anyway, I've just randomly chosen some good songs to play tonight. My last show, it will be podcasted, so I can listen back. And so can you if you like, whenever you like. So anyway, but I did start the show off with a couple holiday tunes just because it's December and might feel a bit early for some of you to be thinking about it, but I have already attended one holiday party, so it's really not too early. So I started off this show with Burquitlam Plaza, Mr. Nick Kirkovich, formerly of Piano, currently of No Kids and To Bad Catholics, with the song Christmas Will Be Just Another Lonely Day. And that was followed by Low from their Christmas EP and the song If You Were Born Today. In brackets, I think it was a song for Little Jesus or something. In any case, this show runs until 8 o'clock. And if you're a fan of the old, good old indie rock, some of more of the old school stuff, the real lo-fi stuff, I'm going to play some of that, as well as some Riot Girl stuff that I really don't play too much anymore, and, well, a bit of everything. So, starting off, this next set is Pavement. I guess this is sort of the slacker rock set. I'll leave that up to you if that's correct. Anyway, here is Pavement from Slanted and Enchanted.
I was dressed for success, but success it never comes, and I'm the only one who laughs at your jokes when they are so bad, and your jokes are
best I'll do.
Turned up at all the usual tables in a t-shirt that said Aztec Camera. Bought the island in a Ziploc bag. Caught his vaudeville bit at Stacy's place. We spread it to a TV show. Thank you.
After Halloween, once the pumpkins get tossed, Mint Records puts on a ridiculously early Christmas party. This year, we've got two nights planned. Night one is on Friday, December 5th, Nardwar Night with The Goblins, Kellarissa,
Lois, the Pack AD, and The Evaporators.
Nardwar will be showing his video vault of classic interviews, including Snoop Doggy Dogg, Marilyn Manson, Iggy Pop, and lots more. The show is all ages at the Ukrainian Hall, and it starts at 7 p.m.
Night 2, Saturday, December 6th, is the 9th annual Ridiculously Early Christmas Party with Van Cougar, Bella, The Awkward Stage, Young and Sexy, Hot Panda, The Rambling Ambassadors, and Novelero. This is a licensed 19-plus event at the Cambrian Hall, and it all starts at 7 p.m. All door proceeds will go to the Canadian ALS Society, and the first 75 paid entrants will receive a mysterious gift. Tickets are available at Red Cat, Scratch, and Zulu Records, and are $8 in advance or 10 at the door. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you there.
You are listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. As I mentioned, this is the last show, And Sometimes Why. And as a result, you're going to be hearing a lot of oldies. It's a retro show. You just heard Bedhead from their CD Transaction De Novo with the song Lepidoptera. And before that was Good Horsey, one of my favorite local bands of the 90s, I guess, featuring the incredible songwriting talents of Mark Szabo. And I was going to play something from Mark's solo CD, but it doesn't seem to be working. Anyway, you heard the song Delighted, which was a delightful song off of their one full-length album, Kazue. And before that, The Pastels from Glasgow, and very short song, Mechanized, off of their Illumination album. And starting off the set was Pavement with their quintessential song here from Slanted and Enchanted. And I was just thinking about how I've probably seen all those bands in shows where there was hardly anyone there. This was, I don't know about Pavement. I can't remember where I first saw them, but I'm really aging myself because I've seen a lot of the big indie bands when they were tiny, small. And some of these are now like top 40, but what can you do? They were independent at the time. Anyway, I think I'm just going to keep playing music, trying not to get too sad. Coming up next is a set of mostly fuzzy guitars and some catchy lines, starting off with Superchunk.
Everything goes wrong. And it I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
Thank you. separate room. It was late at night, and we've been driving since noon. But if I'd known how that would sound to you, I would have stayed in your bed for the rest of my life, just to prove I was right, that it's harder to be friends than lovers. And you shouldn't try to mix the two, 'cause if you do it and you're still unhappy, then you know that the problem is you. And it's true that I stole your lighter, and it's also true that I lost the map. But when you said that I wasn't worth talking to, I had to take your word on that. But if you'd known how that would sound to me, you would have taken it back and boxed it up and buried it in the ground. Boxed it up and buried it in the ground. Boxed it up and buried it in the ground. Burned it up and thrown it away. You put in my hand a loaded gun and then told me not to fire it. When you did the things you said were up to me, and then accused me of trying to fuck it up. But you've never been a waste of my time. It's never been a drag. So take a deep breath and count back from 10, and maybe you'll be alright. And the license said you had to stick around until I was dead. But if you're tired of looking at my face, I guess I already am. But you've never been a waste of my time. It's never been a drag. So take a deep breath and count back from 10, and maybe you'll be alright.
You are listening to The Last Ever and Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. And that was just Liz Phair from her debut album, Exile in Guyville, on Matador Records. And the song, Divorce Song. And before that was Tsunami from Deep End, which I believe is also their debut album on Simple Machines. And the song, Water's Edge. And I was thinking about all the shows I've seen over the years, and Liz Phair is one person who I don't think I've ever seen live, which is interesting, just because of how much music is a part of my life and how many shows I've seen over the years. But she wasn't one to come here, and did she come here? I don't know, but there were rumors about how terrible she was live. I don't know if I ever had the opportunity. Anyway, not that you guys care out there, but one band I did see a whole lot of was Eric's Trip from Halifax, and you heard You're Always Right from the Gordon Street Haunting EP, and they broke up and continued doing solo stuff, and I think have been playing together of late. I don't know if it was a reunion tour. But I have fond memories of their live shows where they would play with their backs to the audience and have the lights on the floor of the stage, not above them. And they were so charming, but that's because I'd never been one for stage presence. But they knew how to write a catchy pop song. And starting off the set was Superchunk from North Carolina. And the song Skip Steps 1 and 3 from a compilation called Throw, Yo-Yo Studios compilation. And Yo-Yo was a studio in Olympia, Washington, run by Pat Malley, who was very influential in the 90s, possibly the 80s as well. I was just a bit too young at that point. But he recorded a lot of the really great indie bands of the time and released some compilations. And I'm actually going to play a few other songs off of this particular one for some reason. But anyway, a lot of labels have come and gone, as have venues over the years. There aren't too many around here, or, you know, it could just be that I'm totally out of it now, which is probably one reason why this show is retiring. But, yeah, Station Street Art Center. Do any of you remember that? I think that might have been one of the first places that Yola Tengo played at here. And now they play the Vogue Theater, and it costs $40 to go see them. But anyway, this show is all about the music, so I'm going to try not to talk too much. I'm just getting very sentimental. Anyway, the next set is all about Riot Girl with four R's, and starting off with Bratmobile.
Yeah. I'm scared to leave the house. I'm scared to go to sleep. But when I do, I wake up feeling scared. My girlfriend calls me and holds me when I cry. I tell her that I'm scared, ask if she thinks I'll die. She tells me I'm okay. I don't believe her, but it makes me feel better anyway. Can't get myself to eat. Myself and watch TV. Even when it works, I end up puking scared. My girlfriend cuddles me and holds me when I cry. I tell her that I'm scared. She
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
You're listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. And, yeah, that was a trip down memory lane. That was My Little Riot Girl, queer core, whatever you want to call it, set. Ending off with Kicking Giant with a bad word and song. Oh my goodness. F the rules. And that is also off the Throw compilation, Yo-Yo Studios, which was released in 1992. And before that was Team Drush, led by Jody Bliley, amazing, amazing, talented woman, with the song Don't Try Suicide off of their album Captain, My Captain. And before that was Slater Kinney with the song Turn It On from Dig Me Out. And starting off the set was Bratmobile, with their song Queenie, also off of the Throw compilation. You would think that if I was doing some kind of a general retrospective of this show that has been on for 15 years, that I wouldn't play three songs off of the same CD. But I don't know. When I look back at the show, a lot of the songs, bands that I think of were the ones that I played when I started this show. So there you go. I feel like I have the right to do it since I won't be on the air anymore, probably. And actually, speaking of that, I would like to thank my dear dad, who is listening tonight and who probably should have made a request before tonight, because I had planned this all out. And sadly, I'm not playing the songs that he asked if I was going to play. But I do have to thank him and, well, both my parents for being such loyal listeners of this show, and for, I'm sure, being a big part of why I'm such a huge fan of music. And yeah, he's probably my loyalist listener. And actually, I have him to thank. He's brought me, he did bring me to shows when I was underage and actually using fake ID. And so I would go to shows with him, and those are the good old days. Among other people, like Megan, who I started off doing this show with for many years. So it would have been nice to have her here tonight, but she's not here. So anyway, enough talking. The next set is Scott Four, really great voices, starting off with Cat Power.
Clear eyes and cold as cold. you start saying what's on your mind today. 'Cause I'm tired of waiting for life to go my way. Every time I see you, I feel like I'm always seeing you for the first time. You know I don't mind walking behind Bedford, 'cause I do not want to know what it is you're doing. My obsession grows. I don't even know your middle name or your shoe size, but it feels this way like I am insane.
The risk of continuing this way, help is a lost cause. Cover the end of the world, world without. Visitors of ours, what's with the time of it all? These things matter, of course, to makers of persons and places. Thank you.
watching the traffic on Broadway.
You are listening to The Last Ever and Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. That was the very crush-worthy Softies from their album It's Love and the song I Love You More. And Vancouver is very lucky to have Ms. Rose Melberg of the Softies living here now. So we just have to get her to play around more often, and maybe she does and I just don't hear about it, but I certainly hope not. That is, that I'm not hearing about it. I hope that she plays and that I get to see her. Before that was Great Aunt Ida from their CD Our Fall and the song Without End. Very beautiful song. And you know, I just recently found out that I have a Great Aunt Ida. I think my dad has an Aunt Ida. So I have a Great Aunt Ida, which I think is pretty cool. Great Aunt Ida features Ida Nielsen, who had a lot to do with the sugar refinery, one of the best venues that used to be around town. I practically lived there for a few years, but too bad it's not around anymore. Before that was Versus from an EP called Drawn and Quartered, and that EP features four songs, each of them sung by one of the four members of Versus. And you heard the song You Should Call Me, which was sung by the lovely Fontaine Toops, the bassist. And unfortunately, Versus are no longer together, one of the many that I have played tonight. And they were also one of the bands that was a part of this sort of Asian American rock movement that was in the mid to late 90s. Along with Seam, who I would have played tonight if I had more time, and other bands, Canadian bands like Cub, who I also would have played if I had more time tonight. Starting off the set was Cat Power from Moonpix and the song Crossbone Style. Definitely my favorite era of Cat Power. Not so much a fan of her really polished hi-fi stuff these days, but a sober Cat Power is a good Cat Power, so I can't complain. Anyway, let me see. What else did I want to say? It's 17 minutes until 8 o'clock, so I'm not here for much longer. I wanted to quickly mention some shows that are upcoming. Next Tuesday, December 9th, is the Shindig Finals live at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street. And I can't tell you who's in it, but excuse me. For more information, why don't you go to our website, www.citr.ca. Doors are at 9, cost $7 or $5 for members of the Railway Club. And also, there's a lot of shows happening this month, actually. This weekend, you may have already heard about the Mint Records Ridiculously Early Christmas Party. Night one is Nardwar Night. You don't want to miss that. It's at the Ukrainian Hall. All ages, features the Evaporators, the Pack AD, Lois. I was going to play her tonight. Lois, it's amazing. She's amazing. And I don't know where she's living these days, but maybe in the Olympia or Portland area. She doesn't get up here much, so it's a good opportunity to see her. Also, Kellarissa and the Goblins. So really, I'm sure that's going to be a fun show. I'm sure it will be sold out, so you probably want to get your tickets soon at Scratch, Zulu, and Red Cat. Following night on December 6th is gazillion bands playing at Cambrian Hall, including Young and Sexy, Awkward Stage, Vancouver, and many more. Also, December 12th is another gazillion bands playing. It's a piano recital at Little Mountain Studios, not the kind of piano recital you may have been involved in yourself when you were younger. This has got such amazing artists as Beta Hilly, Nick Kurgovich of No Kids, Chris Horrific, and many more. And let's see what else. Oh, speaking of Great Aunt Ida, they are playing on December 19th at the Railway Club. It's a CD release for Chariots of Eggs, and I don't know if it's a CD release for Great Aunt Ida. I don't think so, but they're playing as well. So anyway, I'm going to play some more music now. And this is Nina Nastasia.
Remember the times that you have held your head high and told all your friends of your Indian claim,
proud good lady and proud good man. Your great-great-grandfather from Indian blood sprang, and you feel in your heart for these ones. Oh, it's written in books and in songs. We've been mistreated and wronged. Over and over I hear the same words from you, good lady, and you, good man. Well, listen to me, if you care where we stand, and you feel you're a part of these ones. When a war between nations is lost, the loser we know pays the cost. And even when Germany fell to your hands, consider, dear lady, consider, dear man, you left them their pride and you left them their land. What have you done to these ones? Has a change come about, Uncle Sam? Or are you still taking our lands? A treaty forever George Washington signed. He did, dear lady, he did, dear man. And the treaty's been broken by Kinzua Dam. What do you do for these ones? Oh, it's all in the past, you can say. But it's still going on here today. The government now wants the Iroquois land, that of the Seneca and the Cheyenne. It's here and it's now, you must help us, dear man, now that the buffalo's gone.
once was a girl who always went a little too far. And one night, she went out to the middle of the dance floor. And she...
What up, CITR? This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Oh boy. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and so sad. This is the last six minutes of And Sometimes Why, which has been on the air since 1993. Craziness. Anyway, you just heard the ballet from their album Matachine, an independent release, and that was a very extremely super catchy song in my head. And before that was Veda Hilly, one of my favorite Canadian singer-songwriters, and that was a cover of a Buffy St. Marie song, Now That the Buffalo's Gone. And starting off that set was Nina Anastasia, beautiful voice, and the song Little Angel from The Blackened Air. And I guess I just want to thank everyone out there in Radio Land for listening over the years, and all the people out here at CITR. It's very strange. I started off at the station as a lowly person making PSAs and writing reviews for Discorder, and then it eventually took over my life. And I don't know if people still do this these days, but there were nights when I would sleep over. It's probably not even legal, but when I worked at Discorder, my pal Barb and I had to get the job done, so we often didn't go home during production. So this was my home. This was more like my major at UBC as opposed to schoolwork, which is why it took me so long to finish my degree. So anyway, lots of good memories, and hopefully I'll be back as a fill-in or a host someday down the road. But for now, it's just not to be. So anyway, thanks for listening. Have a very good evening. Stay tuned for Folk Oasis, as usual, hosted by Val Cormier. And have a great happy holidays and new year. And this show will be podcasted in case you want to revisit the oldies. So I'm going to leave you with a song by Parks and Rec, local guy Chris Harris, and the aptly titled We Are Finished. Good night.
You people feel like making some noise tonight.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!